We're here in Bristol, and we're at the Temporary Autonomous Art Exhibition, which is just on the start of Cumberland Road, which is, well, we've got a map. I've got a map in my back pocket. Let's have a look.
According to a couple of people we've spoken to, they've had a few problems with police kind of last night. Today,
this morning.
I think today's the first day. There's still some artwork being set up. They've got a couple of film night tonight, is it?
It's a film night tonight, and they're doing a fashion show tomorrow.
And a big party featuring Venetian Snares and Musique on the last night, organised with people from ex Toxic Dancehall.
Cool.
There's various kind of various bits of artwork sprawled around the place. Hopefully, we'll get pictures on the site. Well, hopefully we'd speak to a few people about kind of what's going on here.
Yeah, there's loads of sculpture material out as well. People have started making things as well as like installing pictures. It's a two-floored warehouse. Pretty exciting environment altogether. Yeah, are you saying there's this guy? Like we're doing like a radio show, basically. Doing a bit of a feature on the TA in Bristol, and we're looking for people who might be prepared to say a bit about what they're doing here.
I don't know, I'm just going to do this really here. I've got to chip off home in a bit, so yeah, I'm just here just to do a bit of artwork with a few people I know. And
are you Bristol local then?
Yeah, Bristol-based, yeah.
Is this the first one that you've contributed stuff
to? Yeah, I've not been to one before, but my mates have, and they've showed some stuff before, and I just thought it'd be a good thing to pop down to and have a crack at. So.
Is this the sort of thing you normally sort of do as well?
A bit, yeah. I mean, I usually do illustration work, so it's quite nice to get out and do sort of stuff with paints and pens and that. I do a bit of live drawing work every now and again with my friend Tim around Bristol.
Yeah, right, that's quite entertaining what he's working on down
there. Yeah, sorry, I'll have to move it in a bit.
Yeah, it's nice to see the back of the building getting decorated along with the inside.
Yeah.
Have you
got
much artwork here?
I've got some photos just at the top of the stairs over there, which are kind of varying protests, and there's some abstract ones as well, just various different things. And I've kind of made a cloud kind of fractal thing, which is just in front of us, which basically... First thing I've ever done like that, which is my kid, so loads of potential. It's not using Photoshop or anything like that, because I don't think that's necessarily the way. So it's just basically all measured out mathematically, one single print, repeated cloud print, repeated, so it gives a spiral effect, and in the middle it almost gives, like, you know, when you get the gemstones cut in half or something, but quite a few years now. Yeah, it's alright, it gives loads of potential, because hopefully next time when we do this again we can use a few of them and make an animation machine that my boyfriend's kind of been working on, so it could have a really amazing kind of 3D spiral effect with using that as a one of the things, if you see what I mean. So yeah, it's been coming together quite well basically here. It's quite a good venue. I don't think it was the original one that was chosen, but yeah, it's cool. Got a cafe set up and stuff like that. I know, I just missed it basically, but from what I heard there were police horses down and everything, but I think it was a bit of a standoff. I think from what people have said there was as many police as there was of us, but apparently there was a bomb scare in town. I don't know if you've heard about that, but there was a bomb scare in town, so whether or not they were like called away immediately, you know, and had to run off or whatever. Yeah, so I don't know what was going on there, but I think perhaps they had more important things to be doing. But hopefully, fingers crossed. I mean, the thing is, they come down here and they can see it's a lot of art going on. I mean, it's when you have a party, parties don't look like this particularly, do they? Do you know what I mean? It's like basic. Whereas this, hopefully, fingers crossed, we shouldn't have too many more problems, which would be cool.
Well, to say as well, you were listening to LFM live from TAA in Bristol. That's the thing we're really getting people to say.
Go. Yeah. Say again, what did you say?
You're listening to LFM live from the TAA in Bristol.
You're listening to live F... No.
Take two.
LFM in Bristol, the TAA Autonomous Arts Exhibition. I don't know. Just, you've got the capability to probably slice and dice.
That was sound, Jiminy's Fantabulous well. Radio contraption.
It's called the belt.
Your side of the police story, because they're pretty cool now.
But people still need to hold it down quite a lot because I think they will be back. Is it on now? They kept coming down and saying, "Yeah, no problem," sort of thing. And generally, we've always held the building down before until the owner gets there. You know, been really tight on security. And this time, because the neighbours were so cool about it, they weren't complaining. They were letting us park in their car park that people normally pay to park in, and saying, "Yeah, you can have that bit there," because we were getting on with them.
Hello.
And they said they're quite interested in what's going on. And then the police kept coming down to have a look around, kept saying, "Okay, yep, fine, no problem. As long as it's not a rave," we let them know that there wasn't speakers in the building and stuff like that. We told them what was going on. And then I was asleep in my van and actually having dreams, sort of like nightmares about fighting with coppers. Maybe I could hear it in my sleep or something. Sort of hear what was going on, and I could tell there was something going on. And I basically, someone said, "Move your van," and I came out, and there was the police had basically managed to get in the building with the owner. So technically, you know, we had sort of lost our rights. We had sort of lost control of the building with the owner and the police inside the building, the roller shutter up. Because basically people had been quite slack, because people were getting quite casual and people were using the roller shutter door quite regularly and leaving it wide open and stuff like that. And so once the police were in, basically they were saying, "You've got to shut it down in half an hour, blah de blah," and we were basically refusing and saying no. You know, the argument went on for a long time, and police got shown around loads of times. There was police on enforce on ponies, horses, wow. Riot horses came down, and the rave squad came down. They were just as sure that we were doing a rave, wouldn't believe us that we weren't. And we kept saying, "Have you spoken to Bedminster Police Force? Have you spoken to Old Market Police Force?" Which are two police forces which know that we've done it before.
Right.
We've not raved it, and they've given us personal names and contact numbers and stuff like that. And they basically said, "Okay, everything's fine," sort of thing. And they kept saying, being adamant that they had spoken to them. And then we eventually found out that they hadn't actually been really communicating with the other police forces. And we managed to give them a specific name of another a copper that had basically we've been liaisoning.
in liaison,
whatever the word is, with before. And
that's my brother.
So we gave a specific name and a specific number. They phoned him up, and he basically said, "Yeah, you can trust him. We don't think they're going to do a raid." And so the coppers said okay and chipped off, basically. After ages of, basically there was a point when the owner wasn't in the building and most of the coppers had left, and there was only two police left in the building. We shut the roller shutter on them and there was just two police left in the building, and we were saying, "Look, leave the back door, this is our building, section 6, you know, this is our spot." And somebody else jumped in and opened up the roller shutter again, saying that wasn't the right thing to do. You know, maybe it wasn't. Really, I don't know. And then police drove their car in under the roller shutter, so then we were fucked. And we had no security from the building.
Yeah.
The roller shutter was just up.
I put my hammer back in the van.
But it worked out all right. The best thing that sorted it out was basically the negotiating. So you've got to remember police names and numbers basically to contact, because you know the Bristol rave scene used to be quite hectic. It used to be an understanding. You know, once every two or three weeks, there used to be a big rave sort of thing. And the police, it was a comfortable, you know, we always packed up by sort of 11 in the morning, and Bristol City Centre could get raved. And then it just got rinsed every weekend for like a year or 2 years. And it got more and more central. People kept using the same venues again and again. And then basically the police just got really on top of, like, confiscating rigs every weekend, and people just got bored of fighting with the police all the time.
Yeah,
and
that's something that, because the other two of these exhibitions that I've been to, I definitely got the impression that people seem quite sort of like surprised that it can be a community event in a squat, without the police closing it down. But it does seem to be, and it's the same in London, that once they see that you don't have a sound system, I think it's good that they don't basically.
I mean, it's because like Bristol, I think, a bit different to London, because it's quite sort of, there's only a certain amount of buildings, and the city centre is sort of, I don't know. They did get really heavy for a while, basically, and people, the numbers started dwindling because people sort of started to lose faith a little bit in the rave scene. So the point that, you know, now we can sort of come together and actually get to know each other a bit better over a longer period of time and actually squat a warehouse building. I mean, Bristol, whenever you squat a warehouse, it only lasts about 3 weeks. People just have you out as soon as they can. I don't know if it's pressure from the council, pressure from police or whatever, but whenever we've squatted warehouses, you never get longer than 3 weeks. So, you know, in London, I know there's like probably quite a few big warehouses that last up for a bit. You know,
yeah, people get away with it for.
It's slightly different over here, really. So, you know, it's not quite like Barcelona, do you know what I mean?
So, it quite gears up to the sort of temporary autonomous thing in that respect.
Yeah,
by
it is actually temporary, really
on.
Temporary, yeah. It's like 3 weeks or whatever. Usually, it's the longest you get in a warehouse.
And what do you think about the artwork in terms of, like, in relation to maybe before other ones that have happened or
that's
been installed?
It's totally different to what I'm used to. I've never been to an art exhibition before.
Have
you?
Yeah, I've been to quite a bit. We've done these twice before, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, we've done them in Bedminster.
This is
we've
the
done
first
them.
One I've been to, this is.
All right, yeah, we've done in Bedminster, we've done one in Old Market before. The artwork is different this time. We've got a different range of sculptures. The last two exhibitions, like the first one, we had lots of really big sculptures made out of scrap cars and stuff. That were really big, really impressive. And then the second exhibition, we used the same sculpture, main big sculptures that we used in the first one. So it's good that this time we've managed to not repeat ourselves again, and we've got a whole new bunch of sculptures and paintings and stuff like that.
What I was liking was the material to actually make sculptures.
Yeah, the junk
sculpture. That's really good. The stuff that says, like, please use kind of that kind of open access thing's excellent, I think, in TA.
So, I mean, yeah, a lot of the sculptures was made when we're down here, sort of thing, stuff we find, and then just turn it into stuff. And it's generally like, I mean, it is a lot to do with the sort of, you know, seeing some quality artwork, but it's also got a lot to do with just getting to know what everybody does and just everybody actually just, you know what I mean, getting together and doing it, you know, like the whole scene of the rave scene or whatever, people just working together. And the amount of people I've got to know through doing the art exhibition is a lot more in a way. I mean, what I got to do through raving was like, it was different, it took longer, I think, this way, because everybody's sort of like suddenly there with their artwork, showing all the stuff that they do, and everyone's chatting about what they do and seeing what they do in their spare time, as opposed to just what they do when they're off their head in front of a sound system.
Right, it's maybe possible to remember someone's name the second time rather than the 40th time. Yeah. All right, mate, it's good to see you again.
No, what you don't even ask any.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Right, how many times have I bumped into you?
Shitloads of times,
right? Yeah. I'll tell you this now, I'm stuck for your name.
I'm actually stuck for yours as well, so yeah.
You know what I mean? Right, and I know this man, right? We've helped each other out, and the other time we've chucked rocks over to do artwork, and you know.
But, yeah, Larry.
Larry, Tony.
anything else you'd like to add about sort of the TAA in Bristol?
Yeah, I think generally it works really well, and it's nice to have connections with Brighton and London and Wales and that kind of thing. You know, so it's mainly Southern England sort of thing that we sort of got the sort of networking a little bit between each other, and hopefully I'll start doing them in other cities as well, so we can sort of wonder, you know, they do them in London, yeah, that's cool. It'd be good if other little cities started having a little go at it sort of thing. But generally, I think it's something that works really well. It works really well in conjunction with the rave scene, I think. Just, you know, the whole art and music thing. So, yeah.
Bristol is coming out of here. Bristol Temple of Times of Zone. 7th of 10th, just here. Coming in Wales, which is in Bedminster, and we're next to the Cameras. It's all signs, it's a good fitted warehouse, it's a full autonomous art zone, and the space is for open to all artists and performers to display and play their musical talents and artistic. Also, regular frequencies on 106.666 FM is pirate radio in Bristol. Check out on Friday and Saturday nights from 10 on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do radio.
We're just basically asking people how they're involved in the exhibition. how are you involved in the exhibitions?
Okay, well, I generally take charge of the kitchen side of things, so it includes everything from making sure there's hot water for washing up, so there's gas to cook, and making sure all the food's there, knives, forks. Try not to use any plastic throwawayable stuff. We like to keep everything as kosher as possible and as green as possible. And so we're not using paper plates, we're washing up proper plates and stuff like that. So we've had a lot of donations, and we go around places like Emmanus, which is a really good charity, which helps the homeless to help themselves. They were wicked, they gave us loads of cutlery, they were brilliant. And yeah, we've been here for about 2-3 days, trying to sort it all out. And we're pretty much at the point where we've almost got a working kitchen going on. That should be good.
Yeah, it's all looking like it's all together. Yeah. The kitchen area seemed, and the sort of like lounge areas seem to have been quite a feature at the other TAs in Bristol I've been to.
Yeah.
Do you think that's sort of part of the important part of the sort of community aspect of the exhibition?
Yeah, I think it's really important that sort of everyone's needs are catered for. And that, you know, obviously people have to live here as well as display their art here. People are actually, you know, almost having to live here 24/7 because the fact that their art is here, so they have to have a working kitchen, and it's important to you know feed everyone's stomachs. You've got to have full tummies,
yeah.
Otherwise no one's going to work, are they, if you haven't got any tummies? So it's a bit of a yeah, sort of army type routine almost, but we're getting good at it. This is our third time now, and we're getting pretty good. What we do is we have a few meetings beforehand, and we give each person gets an allotted day to cook an allotted dish. We do that, and so tonight we're going to be having Indian food, and it's going to be nice, spicy, creamy curry, and it's it's pretty easy, really.
Yeah, awesome. I'll be cooking lots of it. We're not going to be back until after 12.
Yeah.
So that's when we finish.
Okay, we'll see how much there is.
Well, yeah.
Probably real hungry.
Yeah.
Have you got any artwork, finally, in here yourself, or is it just the cooking?
No, I do want to display some artwork at some point. I haven't actually had the time to do it. I'm hoping to get involved in the fashion show this weekend and make a costume out of red rubber fancy castle material and beige upholstery fabric, which would be very interesting. When I get the time to do that, that will be also very interesting. But I'm sure it will happen, because miracles do happen when we all get together and we have a wicked time. And as a group, we are so much stronger and so much better rather than as individuals.
Yeah, baby,
we are
yeah.
Team.
are you local to here?
We are. I'm living up on Gloucester Road and Luke's up Clifton Way. But we're based online, really. It's the easiest way to put it, really.
Yeah, I don't want to say I live in Clifton.
It's kind of ironic, it's called LFM, but there's no FM frequencies involved. Don't possibly...
Makes sense,
right. Someone was talking to us about... So it's a creative...
Creation Collective. It's basically a collective of artists who... we built some mini sites for them. We've got a main site, and then people can subscribe to it, and then we basically do as much coverage for them as possible, by which it means that we've got loads of partners on board, like local pubs, bars... the project work, we do showreels for them, and then we just basically hire exhibition space, do exhibitions and things like that. But yeah, it's constantly dynamic, like we're just moving in loads of different ways, trying to use like new media to try and promote it.
Yeah.
So we just come down here to check it out, really.
And we're going to project it tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got a projector coming down tomorrow, so we're going to try and get everyone that's on our collective work scene, though.
Yeah, it's quite. I suppose it creates a sort of forum for you to be able to express yourself in this sort of open access.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, it's kind of like drawing in on everyone's talent as well. Because it's like, we've got musicians, we've got animators who can make like music videos for them, and you know, writers who can write about people's works. It's kind of people can bounce around off each other, and that's the idea. Anyway, it's like a way of everyone networking together.
So, Creation Collective.
CreationCollective.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
have you guys actually got artwork in the...
No, I'm going to perform in the cabaret tomorrow.
You're going to perform in the cabaret, right?
Yeah.
And have you taken it? Have you got anything?
No, I just came to look at it all, really, see what's going on.
Did you take part in it before, or have you been to one?
I went to the last year that we're in Bristol. Yeah. No, it's the first one I've been to. It's pretty cool, though.
That is all lies.
This is all lies. What's all lies?
Everything.
So, yeah, now we're talking to Bryony, who's
also been involved in TAs in Bristol since, I think, from the outset, really.
Yeah.
Which is now, what, 1, 2, 3...
This is our second year, this is our third exhibition. Yeah. Just inspired by exhibitions in Europe and the Random Artists exhibitions in London.
And, like, do you think it's... are you happy with how it's coming out this year?
Definitely, I am. It's coming together really nicely now. Enough artwork has come out of the woodwork and enough stuff going up. Yeah, we've managed to tidy the space up enough because it took a long time. But yeah, it's looking really wicked. And with the lineup we've got, it should be, if everything goes according to plan, it should be a really, really good one. So yeah, I'm quite pleased so far.
What's the evening? Because tonight's your first night, I think. You've got films tonight,
we were sort of open yesterday, but just as a sort of create the space setting up sort of day. And today's our first day of stuff going on. We've got a film night going on tonight with films from activists and different artists to make short films around Bristol sort of area and films from London. And then tomorrow night, which is a Friday, we've got cabaret night. That's going to be really, really good. Poets, we've got a duo comedy act that's confirmed, some saxophone, singers, music, Can-Can Girls.
Yeah, we've got to go back to London, sadly, which sucks, but still, it's good to see. Have you actually done work for it yourself as well? Because you're obviously involved in cleaning the building and doing that sort of thing. Are you actually putting work into the exhibition as well?
I am, yeah. I've got a few drapes that I'm going to put up. I put them up at the last one, but they need a certain kind of lighting, so I'm hoping to actually sort out the lighting for them properly. And I'm just finishing a painting over there at the moment. I actually had quite a bad accident a while ago and broke both my legs, so I can't do all
the... I heard about you were paragliding or something.
Yeah, that's right. So I can't do all the running around that I'd be doing on walk, but I can't walk that much, so I think it's nice that I can't do that much running around this time because I've actually had time to do some artwork while I'm here, so that's quite nice really.
So it's a lot of work putting on this sort of thing. I think seeing it back in London where... Generally, to open up a space like this is a lot of work, I think, puts a little drain on. I mean, how many people would you say, including sort of artists, are actually involved in
including artists, probably nearing on about 40 or 50. Yeah, probably at least 50. There's kind of like an integral core group of like 15 to 20 people. And then we've had up to kind of 35 people at meetings. Different artists that wanted to come and stuff like that, but it's been really good this time because we've had like people organising all the different sort of parts of it. So you've got Nate and Doug who've organised the film night, and then this guy Kevin who does cabaret nights in Bristol is organising the cabaret. So it's been really well organised this time because you've got people doing the little bits that they're good at. But that's one of the nicest things about these exhibitions really is just seeing everyone just do the little thing that they're good at all together. It just makes the whole thing work. It's brilliant.
Yeah, they're certainly I find it really good. It's like DIY culture working really well, like it's everywhere people pulling resources. Is there future stuff planned in this respect or not?
We'll have to carry on now that we've started, especially as it's difficult to do raves near Bristol City Centre now, so we can do this, I think, so yeah, definitely have to carry on, but I'd quite like to start doing some stuff outside or, you know, do something a bit different. I think Germany's up for doing that as well, like maybe in the countryside or varying it a little bit. There'll be something coming up, but I've got no idea what.
And is there anything finally you'd just like to say about the exhibition or a message to anyone?
Just a big thanks to everyone that's put artwork in or helped clear out the space or just everyone that's made it possible, really.
Thanks
very much. IlFM in Bristol, we're having it at the Autonomous Arts Exhibition and we're listening to some cracking music.